Hello and welcome to the episode 65 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. The highlights of today's episode include an appearance in a BBC radio programme, a couple of recording sessions in Abbey Road and at Morgan Studios, and a final single release of The Beatles. Let's open with a double engagement on the 6th of March 1961. The Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, had their lunchtime concert at the Cavern Club, the fifth of such gigs and the beginning of a week of similar engagements at the club. The lads were starting to make a name for themselves. At night, the band appeared for the first time at the Liverpool Jazz Society, a club based at the former Iron Door Club at 13 Temple Street in Liverpool. The event, taking place from 7:30 p.m. to midnight, saw the Beatles second on a bill topped by Jerry and the Pacemakers, and also featuring Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, the Big Three, Kingsides Taylor and the Dominoes, and Derry and the Seniors. In 1962, the Beatles, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed an evening concert at the Cavern Club, in a bill topped by the Blue Jeans and also featuring Jerry and the Pacemakers. Moving on to 1963, the Beatles were at the Playhouse Theatre in Manchester for the taping of their fifth and final appearance on the BBC Radio's Here We Go show. The rehearsals took place at 4 p.m, while the live performances of I Saw Her Standing There, Misery, Do You Want to Know a Secret and Please Please Me were recorded between 8 and 8:45 p.m, but I Saw Her Standing There was edited out of the broadcast tape. The program, aired on the 12th of March from 5 to 5:29 p.m, was hosted by the same Peter Pilbeam that auditioned and gave the band a chance before they even had a recording deal in England, on the 12th of February 1962. Check episode 43 of What a Fab Day if you want to know more about that. In 1964, the Beatles kept filming train sequences for their A Hard Day's Night flicks. And I will keep asking you to please visit www.simonmas.com/support and find out how you can help me to create better free content for you. I know that every other content creator asks you for support, but how many of them give you free music-related series? Be fab and do something to support those giving you the content you like. Moving on to the 6th of March 1965, we find the Beatles being filmed at the Nassau International Airport, Bahamas, for their second feature film, still without a title at the time. In the scene shot today, they come out of an airplane and move down the steps, taking pictures of each other and seemingly of everything. In 1966, Paul McCartney and his girlfriend Jane Asher went on holiday in Switzerland for 2 weeks. During the stay, in a chalet in the mountains close to the town of Klosters, Paul worked on some musical ideas for the Beatles' upcoming recording sessions. In 1967, the Beatles continued working on the title track of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band at the EMI Studios between 7 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. To further the idea that the song was actually performed by the fictitious Lonely Hearts Club Band, McCartney insisted to tape sounds consistent with a live performance. The band warming up and preparing for the performance were taken from the 10th of February orchestral takes for A Day in the Life. Check out episode 41 of What a Fab Day for information about that. The audience settling down, clapping, laughing, and other sounds were taken from a couple of sound tapes uncovered in the Abbey Road archives, raided for the occasion. It was volume 28, Audience Applause and Atmosphere, Royal Albert Hall and Queen Elizabeth Hall, and volume 6, Applause and Laughter. They were both recorded during a 1961 production of the Beyond the Fringe Theatre Review. The song was mixed in mono and stereo at the end of the session. In 1970, Let It Be was released as a single. It was the last single by the Beatles in the life of the band. It was issued in stereo only, backed by You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, a song dating back to 1967 and featuring Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones on saxophone. It was the band's way to pay tribute to Jones, who had died in July 1969. The single was issued to give the impression that the Fabs were still working together, while, in fact, it had been months since they had been together for the last time. By now, each Beatle was either completing or starting to work on his solo project, and the band had essentially ceased to exist. Talking about solo projects, today saw the second consecutive session for Ringo Starr's Sentimental Journey at the Morgan Studios in London. Saxophone, piano and drums were overdubbed on You Always Hurt the One You Love between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. Then, moving at the EMI Studios and starting at 5:30 p.m., Bye Bye Blackbird, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Whispering Grass and You Always Hurt the One You Love were either mixed or remixed in stereo, concluding the work on Ringo's debut solo album. And with this, we have reached the end of another episode of What a Fab Day. What's in store for us tomorrow? Well, we have the Fabs' first appearance on airwaves. But you'll have to tune in again for that. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.